Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shaar HaBitachon. We are almost done with this section of Chovos HaLevavos, which we hopefully will finish by the time the week is out. In the current section, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos is trying to help us understand why it is that people don't really develop Bitachon if it's so obvious. So today he introduces us to the concept of development. Perhaps one of my best experiences in graduate school for psychology began when early in the first year of my learning, the very first professor we had was the late great Dr. Moshe Annisfeld. Dr. Annisfeld was a young, he's not so young, he was an older Israeli professor. He walked into the room and he looks around and he puts up a picture on the board, and he looks at us and he says, "Ooh, it's a baby!" And he looks outside and has us understand that the first thing we need to understand is that we're dealing with a human being. But how do human beings think? So he says, you know, from the perspective of development, how the baby learns to move, how the baby learns to deal, how human beings develop, and he develops a whole cognitive system that carried him through this semester. Started off, "Ooh, it's a baby." By the time we were done, we had broken the baby down into a whole bunch of thought processes and systems and symptoms, and trying to understand how babies learn to trust and how they handle depth and perceptions and all the others. But at the same time, at the end of the semester, he comes back and he says to us, "But see, that's still the baby." At the end of the day, when you're done bringing the child down to all the little pieces that the child has in its area of development, in the end of the day, it's still a baby. Well, I think about Dr. Annisfeld's lesson to us, because the author of the Chovos HaLevavos also walks in and tries to look at the world through the eyes of a baby. He says, when you look at a baby, when a baby comes into the world and you ask a baby, how do you exist? And the baby points to the, would so to speak, point to the mother's chest, to the mother's breast. It says, "This is what sustains me." Why is that? Because from the perspective of the baby at the beginning of its life, it only sees the breast. The breast feeds the baby, and that's it. There's nothing behind it, nothing more forward than it. As the child gets a little bit more aware, so then what do? We realize that the child starts to realize it has other needs other than to feed itself. It needs to be cleaned, and it needs to be washed. And as it happens, it starts to pay attention to the source of the voices and the source of the comfort. And it, as science has shown, it also pays attention to the smell of the mommy, and it develops a certain calm that comes within. Well, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos comes along and tells us we learn how bitachon happens there as well. When we're used to seeing that which feeds us, and the human mommy who is interested in taking care of us, then we learn to develop a very strong trust in that mommy or that parent as time goes on, particularly a mother. And then, as we do that, if we see that this person is interested in our welfare, so what's going to wind up happening is that we're going to put our trust in that person. And as Dr. Annisfeld showed us, that is the nature of the human being who turns around and is willing to do things like take certain developmental risks. As the child sees from the parent, and the parent says, come close, keep walking, right? To make sure that the child doesn't fall down. The child has learned to trust in the parent who is interested in the child's welfare. And that is how the child succeeds and eventually learns how to walk. They say Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, did not like it when parents would fool the child to say, one more step, and then would move back. He says, lying to a child is not a good thing. Says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, it would ruin our trust. And the baby continues to grow further, and it learns to trust the parents and ideas and the fact that the parent wants to see the child succeed. And certainly that happens with us as well. As children, we grow up and learn to trust our parents as opposed to other people until we hit those teenage years, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos. And then we start to learn to trust in our own independence. And when we start to do that, sometimes we make our mistakes. And sometimes in the interest to differentiate ourselves, we sometimes forget about the parent. And so then, of course, we figure out how it is and in what way it is that all sorts of teenagers get into all sorts of problems. But then in young adulthood, we tend to start to reflect back, says Rav Matzios Solomon, and we tend to come around and see our Kadosh Baruch Hu as we develop more intelligence, that we are not just relating based on what we gain and we get, we relate because we now understand how many wonderful relationships in parenting come about because the children understood finally what it is that the parents went through. We, as adults, have figured that out. But we as ma'aminim, as those who are bali bitachon, need to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our parent. On a very newborn level, we only look at what He gives us. But a real bali bitachon learns to go through the stages of development to learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in our success, and we learn to trust Him there, and then thereafter, hopefully, develop a deeper appreciation for our relationship with Him. And how will we get to that level? Well, we get to that level when we get to the understanding and the level of recognizing in a great, great depth that we are supposed to be able to be like Him. And as we go through our lives, we realize His system is the best way for us to go as well. Everyone try to figure that out. And ask yourself, what would Hashem want us to do in this case? What would He do in that way? And no matter what, it will always guarantee that we have a great day. Be well, everyone. A good day.